Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful day. The Mishnah tonight, the fourth Mishnah in the fifth Perek of Brachos, has to do with the topic of Nesias Kapayim. So, word of introduction, the Torah talks about Nesias Kapayim in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Naso at the end of a very long Aliyah that includes Sota and then Nazir and then famously Nesias Kapayim. And the Ramban actually connects it all the way back to the beginning of the Parsha. The next parsha, which deals with the menorah, the beginning of Parshas Baloscha. So be that as it may, the Torah says there, Kosavarchu es b'nei Yisrael amor lahem. The Rambam assumes, and this is why the Rambam codified the halachos of Nesias Kapayim and Hilchos Tvila u'Nesias Kapayim, so just as there's like a mitzvah saseh daraisa to daven every single day, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah saseh daraisa for the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people every single day. That's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. They bless the Jewish people every single day. Shacharis, Mincha, already you have concerns, unless it's a Yom HaTanis, Ni'ilah, of course, as well. We don't do it in Chutz La'aretz. It's a very big mystery. Why don't we do it in Chutz La'aretz? There's no really satisfying explanation. The Ramah has a speculation. The reason we don't do it in Chutz La'aretz is that there's a special simcha that might be associated with Eretz Yisrael. And we know that when it comes to a bracha sort of exists or is able to be delivered in the context of simcha, which is why when do we do it here in Chutz La'aretz? Only by Yontif, when we have the mitzvah of Vesamachta b'chagecha, not even on Shabbos, because there's not a halach of simcha on Shabbos. That's why you can have avelos b'tzina on Shabbos, but you can't have avelos in private on Yontif, because the regel, which is all about simcha, being in the presence of Hashem, and avelos, which is about Hester Panim, simply can't exist with each other. So the Rav used to explain it. So v'samachta b'chagecha, when there's a mitzvah of simcha, when a person really is in a state of happiness, then the Kohanim can give the Jewish people a bracha. Famously, the Gaon tried to reinstitute the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, and the story goes, whether it's apocryphal or not, the day that he was supposed to start Nesias Kapayim in his shtiebel, the shtiebel of the Gaon in Vilna, a fire broke out, and he took this as ikvuni min hashamayim, that God was sending him a message that he didn't want Birkas Kohanim every single day in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the story that we live with. So the Mishnah deals with some of the choreography of Nesias Kapayim. The Pasuk says, as I said, Amor Lahem. It's understood to be Deraisa that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to say every single word and the Kohanim repeat. That's why we say Yirech HaShem Yishmerech. It's not that long. The Kohanim, by the time they're 15 years old, they probably know it by heart. Maybe by the time they're 11. Why do we have to do it Mila B'Mila? So that's part of the Din Deraisa Amor Lahem. So there's a huge discussion in Tosfos where this mission appears, the fifth parak of Brachos, Laflamid Vav, memory serves correctly. Well, maybe this should be a hefsek for the Shaliach Tzibur to be the one to be reciting this. Maybe it should be the Chazan, somebody else who's standing up there next to the Shaliach Tzibur. But why should be able to interrupt, so to speak, the Chazar Sashat? So we'll talk about that in the context of the Mishnah. Ha'over lifnei ateva lo yana achara kohanim amen. Shouldn't say after amen, after each of the three brachos. Unfortunately, a lot of people from the crowd don't answer amen. People only answer amen at the end. You have to answer amen. It's what we call a bracha hamishulashes. There are three different components to the bracha. Each one of the psukim is its own bracha. That's what the Rav was so insistent. This is my family minhag, that when you recite the Elokeinu v'Elokeinu Avosenu, you should say barchina bracha mishulashes, that it's a threefold bracha. It's not mishulashes b'Torah. It doesn't appear three times in the Torah. It only appears once in Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Naso. He would even add in a letter. He would say a mishulashes b'Torah, pause, she b'Torah haksuva al yedei Moshe avdacha. So that everybody should understand, that everybody should realize the bracha does not appear three times, but it's the bracha mishulashes, pause, that happens to appear in the text of the Chumash that was written, of course, and given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. So people don't know, practically. You look around, listen carefully on Yontif, people are not answering Amen. That's why I also try to answer Amen very loudly to the brachos. Everybody should know that they have to answer Amen. Except the Shaliach Tzibur, he should not answer Amen because we're afraid he's going to lose his place. And after all, as we said, he's the one that has to read every single word. So Tosfos asks a very good question. Tosfos says, why don't you say the Shliach Tzibur can't answer Amen for a different reason? The Shliach Tzibur can't answer Amen. Forget about the fact that he's going to lose his place where he is in between the first bracha, the second bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha. Come with a much simpler reason. He can't answer Amen because it's a hefsek. He's in the middle of saying the Chazar Sashatz. How could he possibly answer Amen? Tosfos conclude on this basis. He said it must be the case that answering Amen is not considered a hefsek in the context of Chazaras Hashatz. Forget about the people who are listening. They have to answer Amen, but even for the Shaliach Tzibur. So that's an amazing, amazing idea that answering Amen would not constitute a hefsek. Again, this is not the commonly accepted view, but this is a fascinating view that the Baliatosos take. But once they're at it, the Baliatosos say, if we're so concerned about him answering Amen, maybe he shouldn't be the one to say Kohanim. So let's just review what that halacha is. Again, the Pasuk says, Amor Lahem. So what do you have, Sigi? Let's say you only have one Kohen. Pasuk says, Lahem. There have to be at least two Kohanim there, otherwise you don't say Kohanim. So Rabbeinu Tam was of the view that the Shaliach Tzibur should not be the one to say Kohanim. Rabbeinu Tam Shul, he wouldn't have allowed that. He would say, no, if you're concerned about him saying Amen and becoming distracted, so have somebody else call out Kohanim. He shouldn't be the one to call that out. So at the end of that Tosas, a very long Tosas, Tosas comes back and say, well, maybe even Rabbeinu Tam would approve today, because the way that you used to do it is they used to say, Hatov Shimcha L'chana El Hodos, that's the end of the bracha of Hodah, then they would start Birkas Kohanim right away. We have in Elokei Avilokeinu V'Seinu, even on Yontif, and then it goes at the end, and then it says, Kohanim Am Kedoshecha Kamur. So the Shliach Tzibur who recites that passage, when he says Kohanim, that's actually before he says Am Kedoshecha Kamur. So Tosas says, maybe even Rabbeinu Tam would agree to such a phenomenon. Okay, so that's the first halacha here. However, if we're afraid he's going to lose his place. Now this is an amazing line. The Shaliach Tzibur is the only Kohen there, so he should not do Nesias Kapayim. I say that's amazing, because you're talking about being Mevatel, a mitzvah saseh midoraisa. It's a huge machlokas whether tefillah is a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, but even if we were to assume the Rambam's position that that's a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, that's only to pray once a day. Everybody agrees that Chazaras Hashatz is a takana, so you'd say better for him to be the Shaliach Tzibur than to do the mitzvah daraisa, the Torah level mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim? That's shocking. That's a shocking halacha. Im ein sham kohen elahu lo yisas kapav. So then the Mishnah comes back and says, im hav techas shu nosias kapav. If he's so sure that he's going to be able to do both, let's say and he can hop with his feet together all the way to the front and then get back, v'chosu l'tfilaso, theoretically rasha, he's permitted to do so. But again, if there are other kohanim, so that the minhag is that he should not say the birkas kohanim. So this is something which is very, very, very controversial. Because you could ask yourself the question, why put yourself in that position? Or maybe he's the only person who knows how to daven. If he's the only person that knows how to daven, so then it's a little bit of a trickier situation because, you know, we might need him on behalf of the entire tzibur. But it's not good to be in a situation where he's not performing a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. If he's a kohen and he's not going to be able to do birkas kohanim because he's involved in tefillah, then you could ask a really provocative question. Maybe a Kohen shouldn't be a Shaliach Tzibur when Birkas Kohanim could theoretically take place. That means Yontif, and that means during, of course, the Yamim Noraim, etc. So that's an important question. Don't think that that's such a simple issue. Okay? Because if he's in Shul while Birkas Kohanim is going on, and he's not doing the Bracha, so again, that's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. The Kohen is obligated to bless the Jewish people on the days when it's relevant, like I started with, and that's why I started there. It's a big mystery why we're not doing it in Chutz La'aretz every single day. So the idea that a Kohen should be given the opportunity, that's why we've organized it the way that we have. We know that we have two main Shluchei Tzibur and the Yamim Noraim. So by Shacharis, I'd like to have the Kohen, one of the two is a Kohen, as you know, Davin. So he has the opportunity to perform the Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa when it comes to Musaf. There's one of them who's not a Kohen, so it happens to work out perfectly. So he can Davin and give the Kohen an opportunity to perform his mitzvah. Again, a situation where there's only one person in the community that happens to be a Kohen, that also happens to be capable of davening. So the Mishnah, it deals with that situation, and it does happen that such a person would have to, if he's confident that he would be able to take on both halachic responsibilities of serving as the Shaliach Tzibor, as well as fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of Kosev Archu as B'nai Yisrael Amor Lahem. Just one final thought. You know, the Rashbam raises the fundamental question, how exactly does this work? You know, we're believing Jews, we believe that we don't pray to anybody else besides God, and we also don't believe that anybody can really give a bracha besides God. You know, Sefer Bereishis, we're talking about all the brachos. In the end of the day, you know, the Pasuk says, V'ten l'cha ha'elokim itala shemayim mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh. Who's the one that gives the bracha? Hashem is the one that gives the bracha. So the Rashbam asks the question, do you really think that Kohanim are the ones giving the bracha? So his grandfather, Rashi, said, sort of, yeah. But if you do the right thing, Kohanim, I'll come and I'll put my stamp on it. V'samu Hashemi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarechem. So Rashi says, v'ani avarechem, ani askim al yedehem. That's one of the two opinions in Rashi, that I'm going to come and I'm going to put my stamp, which says the Ribbono Shel Olam approves of this bracha. It's a political ad. The Ribbono Shel Olam approves of this message, and he's the one who's really giving you the bracha in the end. The Rashbam says that's not what it's all about. The Rashbam says that Birchas Kohanim works differently than you think it does. What the Kohanim are doing is they're the Misharsei Hashem. They're people that live in a different way than we do. They have extra restrictions in terms of who they can marry. The Kohanim have extra restrictions in terms of becoming Tamei Lameis. So the Kohanim are praying on behalf of the Jewish people. The Rashbam says, I'm paraphrasing, if it were up to me, I wouldn't call it Birkas Kohanim, I would call it Tfilas HaKohanim. That the Kohanim are davening on behalf of the Jewish people that Hashem should give them the bracha. Because what does the Pasuk say? Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yisa Hashem panavilecha v'yichuneka, etc. So the idea is that Hashem is the one that is giving the bracha to the Jewish people. V'yaseim lecha shalom. Hashem is the one who's conferring the bracha in the end. So rather than getting the view that some human being, even if he's a Kohen, even if he's a Kohen Gadol, is conferring a bracha on you, it doesn't really work that way. The way that it works is that, according to the Rashbam at least, the Kohanim are davening, and Hashem confers the bracha upon the Jewish people. Rabbi Chada.